Guys that are targeting the gamefish have been well rewarded with beautiful kingies, cob and garrick on a bite down the south coast.
Now the north coast angling has taken a turn for the better with rock and surf, with the tides, wind and weather bringing in good edible catches.
For Blue Lagoon, there were a few decent garrick caught over the past week.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, hello KZN. It's another week now. Before we get into this week's show, disclaimer, I am a little bit under the weather, but trying my best because the show has to go on. You have to know about the news that is going on right now. It is absolutely on fire. It is absolutely electric. And oh, there's so many species coming out in KZN. Whether you're looking for brusher or bream, or gray sharks, or bear, they are all out here, and our reporters are going to give you the entire lowdown and those hotspots, as well as a prediction for this weekend. So we're going to get into it with great vengeance. We're going to deep dive into it. We're going to absolutely love it. So turn up the volume and get ready for this week's KZN Fishing Report. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, like I said, I'm a bit under the weather, sore throat, tight chest, but that's not stopping our reporters. They are hot to go. And we're going to kick off the show in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Yes, with the weather turning pear-shaped, it was all about the edibles. The guys chased the brusher, stumpies, bronze bream. In the mix, there was quite a few cob caught as well. Some lovely shad came out. But before that, there was a couple small diamonds and a couple gray sharks up on our beaches. Folks had a lot of fun with those. Hopefully, when the sea settles again, we'll start seeing the sandies, some bigger ones and better ones. But the smaller ones are around and they're good fun to catch. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, a couple of snook here and there. Odd big cooters still around. And the guys are dropping live baits down for the yellowtails and the ambers. Quite a few doggos, quite a few killbeck being caught. So the oaks and the boats are having some good fun. In Durban Bay, a couple of nice size grunters came out, but they've all been that size or just size sort of thing. A couple of nice snappers in the mix, a couple of small cob. Also just size, a little bit oversized. Kingies have shown up, but not in the numbers that they normally do. They're all over catching one here and there. I've heard a few springer come out so far, so the water's warming up a bit. The fish are showing up. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters for the ski boat fishing report of Durban area over the last week. Yeah, guys, summer's starting to arrive. The water is starting to warm up slowly. There still have been some rumors of some nice Dorado coming out in the deep side of it. There have been some yellowfin tuna also out coming out to the deeper side. But generally, this week has mainly been about us some bottom fishing. It's been some pretty darn good bottom fish, some really great size slingers, soldiers, and rock hards. Good general species out there. On the killbeck side, the dogger side, there's still quite abundance there, but they just do seem to be moving between reef and reef, so they're not in the same area all the time. There's still, if you're willing to go out to the deep there off the cutting side behind the church ground area in that 120, 140 meter mark, guys, there are some really good copper steel brushes still popping up. Big bait, big pull, big fight. There were some snook over during the week, but you're that temperamental. Eat like hell one day, no eating the next day. And there's also still around in the gamefish side, garrick plenty of that whole Blue Lagoon beachwood side. Right, guys, so this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Tight lines and speak to you guys all next.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great way to start the report, guys. Now, Brad is like me, also feeling a little bit under the weather, a little bit of shortness of breath, but he still managed to get through the report, which is absolutely awesome. And I'm so glad he did, because the fish are certainly on the bite on this offshore side. As for Mike's report, yes, the inedibles has been pretty slow. However, those eds, the brusher, the bream, the stumpies, the grunter, they are all really out there. So looking very, very good so far. Now, let's move on further, just slightly out of Durban, to the Durban North area, where we are with Michaela Daniels with this week's fishing report of her area.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban, reporting for Angler News SA. Jumping right into it, our North Coast anglers had yet another successful week, albeit a bit slow on the rock and surf side, many of our anglers' efforts paid off. Starting off at Blue Lagoon, there were a few decent garrick caught over the past week,
as well as one or two shad and the odd grunter, while our Beechwood anglers had yet another week of fun with the grey sharks and shad. Moving along to Virginia, the garrick were few and far between, but the blacktail are still around as well as the odd shad and stumpy before sunrise and after sunset. Further on to M'Tlanga, there's still stumpies and a few shad coming out, and there have been reports of brushes being lost. So guys, if you're looking to target them nearby, M'Tlanga is definitely the spot. On the offshore side, it's still all been about snook and garrick with the odd cooter and kingy in between, while those anglers that traveled a bit deeper hooked into some lovely tuna. Our bottoms fishermen also caught some decent fish with lots of heelbeck, grunter, reds, and a few amberjacks. Moving up to M'Floti, our anglers reeled in some beautiful stumpies, blacktail, and shad, while the offshore guys pulled in a few snook and kingies. The bottoms has also been quite productive with lots of rockhard, beck, and reds being caught. That's it for me for this week, guys. Have a great one and tight lines.
Thank you, Michaela. What a professional report. Absolutely amazing. Guys, she's really got her ears on the ground. And not just her ears on the ground, she has rocked it with Riyadh out on offshore this week with that garrick, stunning massive size garrick out there. So yeah, she's really on the ball. She's in and amongst all the anglers, finding out exactly what's going on. And someone else that's doing that is Deandra, and that's who we're going to get you now, as she has been covering the entire North Coast to tell us exactly where those hotspots are, and she is very happy with the reports that has come back to her.
Hi, fellow anglers. It's Deandra reporting for Angler News South Africa. The upper North Coast in the vicinity of St. Lucia was on fire this past week with a variety of edibles and non-edibles on the bite. Zululand had some winning catches with carp, sandies, greys, and diamonds for the rock and surf anglers. Offshore anglers enjoyed the ongoing tuna frenzy with a stunning beast of a wahoo hooked by an offshore angler. Zululand has produced nice catches of stumpies, bronze bream, billiper, juvenile carp, and rockhard species. The offshore also had a few decent dugger salmons to show off this past weekend. Two more prodigal sunfish has also been reported on the offshore for this region. Now, the North Coast angling has taken a turn for the better with rock and surf, with the tides, wind, and weather bringing in good edible catches. Bronze bream and stone bream catches are taking the lead this week on prawn and chokka baits on the lower tides going into a high tide. Anglers have been working hard sliding the live baits for some garrick catches and it produced, while the bigger garricks have been caught offshore on both live and lure bait. Lures have been starting to show in numbers all along the north and upper north coast, with catches of sandies and diamonds also in the mix. The bites have been good, with too many areas to cover specifically. Carry medium and heavy with each trip and pack some prawn, chokka, max, and sardines with each trip. The tides were very low this week and I have had lots of fun scratching around for the smaller areas. Edible species. All the best for the coming week and tight lines.
Wow, Deandra, what an amazing report, my friend. That North Coast certainly picked up. It's on fire. It's back. It is with vengeance. I think that's exactly where the shift may be happening, or is it? From what I've heard from Adam, yeah, it's going to be a tough call to see whether we're heading north or south, but from what I've heard from the north, certainly a trip is on the cards very soon. So that's a great report from Deandra, great report from Michaela, great report from Mike V and Brad. So that's our Durban to the north. What's happening up at Midlands? Let's find out from you.
Hey there, guys. So while the weather seems to be settling and summer certainly appears to be on the horizon, this weekend saw the first of the spring summer thunderstorms, which dropped between 5 and 15 miles across the Midlands. Most excellent to have some rain about, but not enough yet to give the rivers and streams a push, but just enough to settle the dust and give the winter brown landscape a boost. But now we wait for more rain, and fingers crossed, not in the abundance that we had last season, that essentially closed the river season prematurely. While there were some returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club River anglers, perhaps not too surprisingly with the current skinny water conditions and the frontal system that moved in over the weekend, there weren't any fish noted from the NFFC beats on the Moy and Bushman's River. There were, however, some browns reported from the Mgani River, where there is some deeper runs which provide holding water for the fish. Water temperature was reported at 16 degrees, and as mentioned, now we just wait for some more rain in order to get the levels up and the fish moving. And while we wait for rain to appease the trout gods, it's the yellowfish and scaly anglers that are flying the river angling, taking full advantage of the lower, clear rivers before the rains come. There have been some good reports of numbers of yellows coming from the Umkamas and Tugela systems, and as well as carp and barbel, worthy adversaries for any angler. On the topic of rivers, this week saw the passing of acting and film director legend Robert Redford at age 89. Redford, of course, gave us the 1992 film adaptations of Norman Maclean's A River Runs Through It, significantly boosting the popularity of fly fishing at the time. So we would like to take a moment here to say thank you, sir, for this monumental work, and to end in a Norman MacLean quote, eventually all things merge into one and a river runs through it. This weekend sees the Natal Fly Fishers Club hosting their biannual Natal Yellowfish Workshop at the Nkonka Lodge on the Umkomas River. Instruction on river fishing methods will be provided by Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing, and as well as fly tying demonstrations of popular patterns to target these fish. With only a couple of returns incoming from the NFFC Stillwater Anglers, the report fared no better. With the water starting to warm, bass activity on the NFFC Stillwaters is on the rise, and the NFFC has begun a bass relocation program in order to try and curb the numbers of bass in the trout waters. The fishing at Albert Falls is on the up once again, and with reports noting great catches in the mornings. Midmar is also fishing well, with the dam hosting event number 6 in the KZN Small Craft Bass League last weekend. With the frontal system overhead and heavy winds, the bite was slow, with reaction bites on quote-unquote noisy baits getting it done. And congrats to all anglers that took part. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Karabal reporting for Kingfisher as well as for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. What an amazing report, my friend. So, yes, still no action on the Stillwater side. However, at least we have some action on that riverside. But what piques my fancy is that Albert Falls is on fire. So is Midmar. And that's exactly where I'm going to be this weekend. I will be at Albert Falls on Saturday afternoon, and hopefully I can get into some of that bass action. Now let's move on down to the South Coast with Ray Thompson.
It's been about the bream this whole week. The bream have been from Scottsboro all the way up to the bluff, as well as Russia. Guys, the edible fish are here. They're here in full force. I can say that it is time to go and catch them. Guys, don't forget, the best bait to use for them is obviously for the bream would be prawn or cracker. And the brusher, they do eat the okia occasionally, but of course, musselman crab and the crab that we get, the white ghost crab. That is what they enjoy. If you have been caught on mussel, however. But yes, guys, edible fishing, that's what it's all about. There have been some cob at night. There have been some diamonds for those of you throwing bigger, fleshier baits. I do see that the weather coming up for the next couple of days does not look that good for flatfish. However, for bream fishing, for cob fishing, and for brusher fishing, it is absolutely ideal. I'm talking about the southwesties, these big winter southwesties. They are here, the bream are here, the brush are here. Go out there and go and enjoy that howling southwesterly here in South Africa.
Thank you, Ray. Yes, I can totally concur about the bream. We had an absolute blast down in your area last week. Ashvir and I, we really got onto that bream action. And yes, there were one or two brushes that came in. So right on the money with that one. Absolutely amazing report. And I am looking forward to getting more bream this weekend. Such good fun on light tackle. All right, now let's move on to our South Coast guru, Adam, with this week's amazing report to round off the show.
Hey, Banesh, I hope you're doing, my friend, and I hope everybody tuning into East Coast Radio, to one of the best podcasts definitely in KZN, have all had a beautiful week. Now, the South Coast has definitely been awesome in terms of fish landed. We have to definitely start on the rock and surf side of things, with the bream fishing definitely turning up. I see, Vinesh, you and your brother have caught yourself some beautiful specimens, and guys down on the lower South Coast have definitely caught some big bronzies. The Khalyun or black bream have definitely been in the bites. Some really nice sizes popping up, particularly in the Manaba area, and blacktail as well. Some really beautiful big size blacktail. Shad have been one or two days here or there, and otherwise a bit missing in terms of action. However, guys that are targeting the game fish have been well rewarded, with beautiful kingies, cob, and garrick still definitely on the bite down the South Coast, particularly in your deeper water spots and mostly on live bait. There's been a few kingies here and there caught, Vinesh, on spoon and plug or lures if you wish, but it's definitely been the live bait of choice. The sharks are definitely starting to pop up again, with some greys and a few skates here and there caught, which is lovely to see again, which means that the bait fish are slowly dispersing in our waters down on the lower South Coast. However, that being said, we do know that the moment the sards leave, the fish come back on the bite, and that has definitely been the case. Now, guys on the boats, bottom fishing has been a little bit slow here and there. However, the tuna have been on the bite. Like I said, there is still bait fish in our water. It's a bit of a mix of mackerel and red eye, a bit of sard. But the game fish are slowly but surely coming back, Vinesh. So that's awesome to hear. Rock and surf side of things have definitely been good. In terms of bass fishing freshwater, it's been a little bit slow, a bit of carp down in the Southport area. However, in terms of bass, we haven't seen those big nests, those females sitting on those big nests just yet. But I'm sure we are slowly going to be getting into it. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. What a way to round off the show. As always, absolutely spectacular down the South Coast. So much variety, so much species. Ooh, gosh, guys, choices, choices. We are so spoiled for choices here in KZN. Are we heading north? Are we heading south? Are we just going to stay in Durban because there is some fish out there as well? Are we going to go to the harbor, or even are we going to go for bass? It is absolutely amazing, guys. KZN is alive. This is that transition season. No matter what you want to catch, whether it's edibles or non-edibles, they are out here. So guys, get out there, get fishing, and until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.